Well, praise the Lord. Well, it's great to be here this morning. It's a great time of year, right, as we celebrate Advent. We're continuing our walk to Bethlehem, which is tradition, yes, but I hope that this year will be unique and special. As you know, we've been lighting the Advent candles on our journey, and we've asked folks from the congregation to assist us, and I hope you've appreciated that as I have. Just FYI, we are recording all the sharing that happens around the Advent candles, and then at the end of the season, we're going to put them all together on one recording. They'll be posted online, and are also, you can get a CD, because you can hand those out to people, just those stories. Did you know the shortest distance between a man's heart and truth is a story? It's your testimony. It's your journey. People listen to it, and it's powerful. And so last week, you know, we got to hear from Joshua and Aaron. Were you blessed by that? And I was. I had listened to that again. And so this morning will be no different. In this service, we've asked Paul and Diana Dorley to come and light our next candle, the candle of love. Would you put your hands together and greet them at this time?
Last year, I was here lighting the hope candle. Sorry, the lit. And I was telling some of my story. And that's one of the themes I've been stressing as I've taken over the men's ministry, that everyone has a story. That's how we get to know each of us. What's our story? And I was relating that I had gone through a near-death experience. Because of blood clots in my lungs, and then because of the tests they ran, I went into an acute kidney failure, and I spent 23 days in the hospital. And fortunately, I came through it. But during that time, I decided that it was time for me to reflect on my standing with the Lord, my health, and at that point, my relationship to the woman I was married to at that point. Well, two out of three went fairly well. The third one did not. And so I wound up having a failed marriage and a divorce. And FCC provided me a place of healing, of hope, and of love. And today I'm going to be lighting the love candle. And first, I want to reflect on one of my favorite Christmas scriptures, which is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Some people wouldn't think that that's a Christmas scripture, but it is. God so loved us, and he loved me. In spite of my failures, in spite of my sin, in spite of anything that I've done, it's not based on my merit. It's based on the merit of Jesus' life. And so this year, God has allowed me to experience love again. And a new chapter has come about in my life. A new relationship. And with that, last Sunday, I asked Miss Diana Dorland for her hand in marriage. And she said,
and I said yes. The hope candle didn't mean much to me because I didn't have a lot of hope. In fact, I had just said, well, I'm going to be a Protestant nun. But God changed that, and I'm so very thankful that the Lord has given me Paul. And I'm reminded at Christmas that God has given us a proposal. And he's included us in his story. His story began at Genesis. And he has asked us, will you be mine? Will you accept my love? Will you come home, live with me, and live life with me? Can we do life together? And that's his proposal to every man, woman, and child on this planet. And he's waiting at the edge of eternity saying, are you going to say yes? Are you going to accept the invitation? And I'm so glad that the Lord gave us this invitation together and that we get to do life together. Thank you.
Father, I know that the three easiest, hardest words to get right are I love you. And Lord, this couple has blessed our church. Lord, I believe you had a plan a long time ago that even through brokenness, and Lord, even through our own stumbling and errors, you bring us back to a place of restoration and hope and love. And we see that in these words that have been spoken and in this relationship. It is a demonstration of your love for us. Lord, we often say it, and we say it every Sunday, we love you and we love each other. I pray for the union of this couple, because what they can do together is going to be so incredible compared to what they can do by themselves. You are going to put them together in a union that will be totally for your glory and for your kingdom. And we thank you and rejoice with you in Jesus' name. And all the saints said,
amen.
You don't get too many sermon illustrations like that every Sunday.